And welcome back to the K&M Queens. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Madison.
And let's get into this week's podcast.
Let's do it.
Woo! And welcome back. So we're starting season two now.
Woo-hoo! Welcome Woo-hoo. To season two.
Yes, because we're starting a new season with just myself, Kristen, and Madison. Maggie right now is taking a little break for personal reasons.
Yeah.
She'll be back whenever she can. But welcome to season two.
Hello, Kristen.
Hello. So this season is going to be a little bit different.
We're gonna shake things up a little bit on the K&M Queen podcast.
Yes. Keep your interest.
So yeah, this season we're just gonna, I mean, as you could tell, we changed the intro.
Yes.
And yeah, Chris and I are gonna pick some topics. I think we decided on TV shows.
Yep.
So we're gonna watch Riverdale.
Ooh, I love this show.
We love Riverdale. So we're gonna watch it, and then in the meantime, we'll do other topics as well. And then once what we finish season one.
Yeah. So we'll go along with the seasons.
Okay.
So, like, this week's episode, we're not going to talk about, like, TV shows. It's just about what we're going to be up to doing.
Yeah.
Until next week when we start into our TV show.
I can't wait to dive back into Riverdale.
Me too.
Although, the second season always creeped me out.
Oh, well, suck it up.
I know.
Because the new season's still out right now. So, once we get through the end of all the seasons of Riverdale, we'll end up doing another one and then come back to Riverdale.
Because yeah.
We're watching the new episodes when it comes back on Netflix. Because we're not watching it on TV right now.
Yeah. Well, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were.
That was All American.
That's right. Gotta watch that too.
Well, that will be our next one after.
Yeah, okay. Before we get caught up.
Too many. It's going to be awesome. So we're going to watch the show. And you guys can watch along with us and give your opinions while we talk about it as well. So we have your input as well.
Yeah. And if you guys have any requests for TV shows,
yeah,
send us
yeah
an email and yeah, we'll definitely look into it.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch. I mean, I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, YouTube TV.
I have all of that except YouTube TV.
Actually, no, I think we forgot to change the payment on YouTube TV. So if there's anyone using my streaming system for YouTube, I'm sorry, but I didn't change the payment.
No. So I have the same Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max, and yeah. Amazon.
I have Amazon too. Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet. So yeah, just let us know. And if not, I mean, we can,
yeah,
I'll pay for a service for a little bit to watch a TV show.
I mean, some have like free things at first anyway.
I'll be that cheap bastard that goes on YouTube and watches it for free.
Right. And we'll do some oldie TV shows back in our day as well. Bring it
That's
back.
That's so Raven.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love that show.
So we'll just talk about each episode. Like, we'll watch a few episodes and then talk about it in our podcast the week later. So we'll go from like, we'll watch what, the first five and talk about it for next week's
episode. Yeah, done with that.
And then just do that. And then the week after, do the next five or whatever.
Yeah, Matt will probably watch it with me.
Yeah. I don't know if EJ will. He doesn't like to rewatch shows, but we'll see.
Oh, I make Matt rewatch them.
I
well, because, that. You know, I know that you know, but we have, so Matt is a big gamer.
Mm-hmm.
So is EJ. Of course. but see, I said, no, you are not playing games every day. That's not how this household is going to work. So we have now set up a system where when I come home from work, Monday, Wednesdays, Saturdays, he games, and all the other days we hang out. Which now that I'm saying it out loud, he doesn't really game that much.
No.
Maybe I could give him Thursday. No, I'm not going to give him any extra days.
Well, I mean, we do our podcast and then he'll end up doing it on that day anyways.
Yeah. When are we going to do our podcast?
Good question.
Okay. So that might change. But anywho.
Yeah.
So we set time aside to watch, like, to have our own time. Mm-hmm. And right now, I got him sucked into Grey's Anatomy.
I love Grey's Anatomy.
So, yeah, we are watching that right now. We actually were watching that when you came by. So, yeah, I got him sucked into that. We're watching Man with a Plan right now on Netflix.
Isn't that with the guy from Friends?
Yeah. So good. So good. And then see New Girl. He's watching The Walking Dead.
Love it.
Not a fan.
I like The Walking Dead.
What? I hate it.
I gotta catch up on it, but I do like it.
I you know, like I said, I can watch Grey's Anatomy. No problem. But I can't watch people killing zombies.
Like, no, I guess it's kind of different because they don't really show, like, they do show the inside sometimes and, like, the head, like, the axe going through the head and stuff like that, or the pole going through each body, but it's not as bad as people
I just don't want to see decapitated or so, I don't want to see someone get stabbed and then all their guts fall out.
Well, I mean, they don't just kill the zombies. They kill each other, too.
I know. Trust me, Matt, I don't watch the show, but Matt is keeping me pretty updated on that.
Just wait till when he meets Negan.
I'm sure he'll talk about that.
100%. Yeah, it's so sad what happened.
I mean, I kind of know. I mean, Matt kind of is just, like, keeping me up. Like, he's like, I know you're not going to watch it, so I'm just going to tell you. I'm like, okay. But I do the same, like, when I first started rewatching Grey's Anatomy, I would tell him, like, all the things, and he's like, cool. And now he's like, hey, can we watch Grey's Anatomy? I'm like, of course we can.
Yes.
But, yeah.
That's awesome. But, yeah, so, yeah, EJ just games every night, like, at 8 o'clock, and then we'll do our thing before then, and then just I'll go into the bedroom and do my thing.
Now, since we got a show. Now, since we got a nice bed, yeah, I probably will go upstairs and lay in bed and watch TV.
I just, like, because he gets home, and then we'll have, like, dinner and watch our show, and then he'll play at 8, so which is fine, because then I'm ready for bed, because I have to get up early, and
that works.
I just go to bed and watch my show.
See, I wake up at, like, 7, so I can go to bed at midnight and be okay.
I cannot do that.
Well, I have to be at work at 8:30.
I gotta be to work for 6:30.
And I literally take 10 minutes to get ready.
Oh, I don't. I
wake up an hour ahead so I can, like, mosey along and do it. And then, like, you know, take care of Zeus and do all that. But in a crunch, I can get ready in 10 minutes.
I could, I like say, oh, I could do it, but then in all reality, no. I can't.
Yeah, I don't do my hair and makeup for work, so I don't.
I just put
I should.
Lotion on and my mascara, but that's about it.
I should do my makeup every day, and I should do my hair. I have a very professional job. I can't do it.
I mean, there's really no point in putting, like, I could understand, like, the eye, but, like, foundation and everything, it's like you wear a freaking mask all day, and the makeup just gets on it, so what's the point in
it? Well, technically, I don't wear a mask all day.
I have to wear a mask all day, so I don't see the point in it.
Well, like, when people come into the office, I put on a mask, but if it's just me and my boss, she's in her office, and I'm in mine,
yeah,
and we're, like, 20 feet apart, so there's no need for us to wear masks.
We have to, and I'm like breaking out, and it's
well, yeah. Ridiculous. You also work in a doctor's office.
Yes.
So yeah, you're gonna. I work in property management. We don't. I mean, we should, but
I can't wait to get rid of these freaking masks.
My boss already has a joke. She's like, "COVID's over. I'm over it. I'm done.
Right?
I'm done."
I'm sure everyone at this point's like, "Let's get rid of it."
Okay. So Matt showed me this picture of a baseball game. I don't remember where it was. But they have filled the stadium with people. Like, there was a couple people wearing masks, but the mask mandate was lifted. Everything was lifted. So it was, like, back to normal again. And I was, like, this close, started crying. I was like, I want that here. I'm tired of wearing these damn masks.
Yeah, good luck with that with our governor.
Yeah, everyone else will have free, like, no masks. Back to normal, and we're in Maine, still wearing masks.
I know Florida doesn't. They never did through this whole thing. I think Texas now is lifted.
Yeah, Arizona, I know.
I can't remember where else.
Where Matt and I used to live, the mask ban was lifted, which really pisses me off, because I'm like, what the fuck? Arizona's numbers in the beginning were insane, and they had a mask mandate, so did we. And now their ban is lifted, and our numbers are still kind of low. Why the fuck do we still have to wear masks?
Well, I mean, our state has a lot of elderly people.
Yeah, then just stay inside.
Because a lot of them come here and then for the wintertime and then leave in the summertime. So
vice versa.
Oh, yeah, vice versa.
I'm going to say no old person is going to want to come live here in the winter.
Some people do. Or like they couldn't get back because of COVID.
Yeah, I know. It's... It's been a little rough out here.
Sucks. Over it.
Yeah.
hopefully soon.
My boss keeps bragging. She's, well, not like bragging. I mean, if you want to get your vaccine, that's awesome. I'm not getting mine until it's FDA approved.
I mean, they shared on the news that one of them, I think it was Moderna, only lasts 6 months anyways.
And then Johnson & Johnson. Did you see that one?
No.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson is another vaccine that you can get. And they had to withdraw, I think it was like 75 million vaccines or 75,000. I don't remember. It was on my news app because they had mixed up ingredients.
Oh,
and Matt was like,
how many people they objected with that stuff?
Matt was like, how? What ingredients did you mix up? I was like, I don't know, but until it's FDA approved and everything is good, then I'll get my vaccine. But until then,
I know every time I say that, everyone's like, it is. It's like, no, it's emergency FDA approved. Then you have to sign a waiver type thing. It's not FDA approved.
Yeah. And I know there's not tracking devices. I know none of that. I just don't want to put it into my body unless I know it's approved. Yeah.
Good for the people that want it. That's your choice. That's
like, I get, if you're older, yeah. I get that 100%. Sorry, my sister's calling. I get that 100%, but I'm going to be 24. I'm pretty healthy.
I mean, I had it already, so I
was. Yeah, you're solid. You're good, Kristen.
I already had the antibiotics, and depending, they say it lasts 90 days, and some say 6 months, so who really knows how long? They don't really know. They're still probably testing it to figure out. I would assume they're still looking at it and trying to figure it out because it changes. So
yeah, I don't know. I'm just.
I know. Good for you if you want to. If not.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, go for it.
It's your body. You choose.
I choose not to until I know.
Yeah.
That it's safe. But that's just me.
I feel the same way. I'm sure a lot of people do. And a lot of people feel the opposite. And you can do whatever you want.
Like, I'm super happy for my boss. She just got her vaccine. And, you know, she can be around her grandbabies now. And I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah. My family honestly doesn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, my family, when I went out to Arizona for Christmas, didn't have to wear masks.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
I just hope they don't make it. You have to get the vaccine so you can travel.
I told Matt, I was like, if that happens, then yes, I will get my vaccine.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't.
But also, I'm going to travel a lot more.
Yeah.
Because all my family's back north.
I just don't think they should mandate it that to make people actually get it.
No, I don't think that they I don't know if they can actually say. I think they might. Because you can't fly without a mask on.
I mean, that's fine. I would do that because obviously everything going on.
Yeah. I don't recommend flying with a mask. It is not comfortable. Oh my God.
Well, you kind of have to.
Don't fly. Just drive in your own car. And if you wear a mask, I'm sorry. If you wear a mask in your car by yourself, I'm sorry, you're a dumbass.
That's so funny.
Like,
I find it funny driving by people and they have no one else in there. All by themselves. I understand if you forget, but it's just funny seeing other people wearing.
Like, sometimes I forget, and then like I'll get out of the apartment complex. I'm like, oh my God, I'm still wearing. But I never get on the main road with it.
Yeah,
because I'm always like,
it's a habit for people now. But
I've seen somebody like take off their mask at a stoplight, scratch their face, and then put their mask back on while they're by themselves. I was like, do you just love breathing in your own air? Like.
Right.
I can't even sit there at work and the whole, I'm like, I can't do this.
That's why I can't go to the gym and work out with it on. I can barely walk up 4 flights of stairs.
That's what I'm going to blame it on. I can't go to the gym right now because I can't wear a mask while working out.
There you go. You can work out at home though.
I know. I need to.
I've been trying.
Matt and I have been talking a lot about our wedding.
Ooh. A proposal in the near future.
Look, I told him he had by the end of the year to propose, and I'm sticking to it. Otherwise, I'm going to propose, even though he already told me he's going to say no. If I did propose to him. I did.
You did?
I did. I was like, will you marry me? And he like laughed for a solid like 15 minutes and was like blushing and all. And he was like, no. And I was like, ow.
He doesn't want you to take his thunder.
He's like, I get to do it. I'm the man. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just want to be engaged.
Then get to it.
I was like, you know the ring I want. It's $100. Like, just do it already. I think he really just doesn't want to talk to my dad. That's what I'm saying. I mean, my dad is kind of an intimidating guy. I'm his baby girl. So, just like,
waiting for the right moment.
I was his firstborn. So, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because your sister's from a different. That's right.
But we finished, we finalized on our colors.
Ooh.
Finalized on a date.
And you just, that's so funny. You're doing everything backwards. You a date, you have the colors. Next is your venue, but yet.
I told him you have until the end of the year to propose. And I told him I have a date. And if you don't propose to me that by that day, just expect to show up in a suit and be married to me. And he was like, okay. So.
Just make sure you got the ring with you.
I will buy my own ring. I almost did that day when Maggie and I went shopping.
Oh, no.
And I found it because we had like a couple of $100 left over. And I was like, it's only $100. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, so I just buy it and then just give it to them and be like, just propose what you want. It's all on you now.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't. Even though now I kind of want to. I mean, the store is literally right down the road.
No, let him do it.
It's Matt we're talking
about. I know.
I don't think it'll ever happen. I'll be 35.
Just keep telling EJ and pushing Matt.
Are you crazy? I don't think EJ wants Matt to get married.
Why?
So he could be his bro for life. I don't know. Not tied down to anyone.
No. He'd want Matt to get married.
Speaking of EJ.
What?
Why did he say that elaborate lie that he got arrested?
Oh, yesterday.
Oh, my God. I looked at Matt and I was like, he did not get arrested.
No, he didn't.
He was like, no. And then Matt was like, yeah, I don't think so. I was like, he's not that dumb enough to pull his gun on someone. Like,
that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said that he was in traffic and pulled his gun on someone and the cop was behind him.
Oh, no. We parked. So we went out to dinner with our friends that came into town. And there was like no parking in Auburn, and we went to Gritty's. So the police department's like right next door where the town hall is and stuff, and where the police park is in the parking garage. So that's where we parked, and we parked right next to the cops. So that's when he took the picture and put out that like.
And then Matt started falling for it.
He was telling Noah to go along, like make them go along with it.
He was like, well, I mean, EJ wouldn't carry on a joke this long if like it really didn't happen. And then he was like, but what Kristen said just didn't add up. And I was like, what did Kristen say? And some about being on your, like, you have to bail yourself out now. And I was like, oh, Kristen, you just gotta say, walk your ass home because you got arrested. And I told Matt, like, if you ever want to make a video like that, I will be a bitch to you so you can get the point across to your friends. And I'm pretty sure they would believe you if you got arrested.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, yep, you got to bail yourself out now.
Matt was like, that wouldn't make sense because he was outside with his phone with Kristen. So he was already bailed out. And I was like, oh, Kristen, I love you.
I didn't know what to say. He's just like, say something to make it believable. Like, you got to bail yourself out now. No.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
About it. What did I do? I didn't really do much.
What did I do?
Oh, wait, it was Easter. That's right. We went to OOB with my parents and my sister.
How was that?
On Sunday. It was nice out. It was nice.
It was really nice.
Some stuff, like the Pier Fries part wasn't open, but one part was. So we just ate there. It was really windy, but it was still nice.
Well, yeah, you were on the ocean. So, yeah, it's going to be windy.
Yeah. It was still nice. We got to walk around, different than sitting at home and doing nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what Matt and I did on Easter.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We didn't go to his parents.
We did that Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
And then Sunday, my mom called me and she's like, did you make a nice Easter dinner? No. It's just the two of us. I ain't gonna bust out a ham and potatoes and green beans. I mean, I probably could, but
I don't like ham. We had Chinese food leftover Chinese food for dinner.
We had ham at his parents' house.
I don't really care for ham. I'd rather have a turkey or something.
I love turkey. I love turkey. Thanksgiving, man. Can it be Thanksgiving? Can we have like a middle of the year Thanksgiving? Yes,
let's do it.
And just in June.
Let's just do a new tradition and just do it.
Do Friendsgiving in June and then we all get fat, lose the weight, and then when the real Thanksgiving comes,
do it over.
We get to do it over again.
Let's just do a half Thanksgiving.
I like that.
Should be a thing. We can just have Friendsgiving whenever we want.
True. True. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not much is new. I mean, my birthday's next week.
Woohoo!
I'm not even that big. 2-4.
Still, 1 year closer to 25.
I can't wait to be 25 so my insurance can go down. And
You can rent a car.
I can rent a car.
I still haven't rented a car.
Probably won't rent a car, but it's nice to know if anything happens.
If I ever go to California, which I really want to, I'm going to rent a car there, a convertible or whatever, a nice car. Just because.
Drive up and down the coast?
Yes. Just because I can rent a car.
I'm over 25 now. Yes. I can rent a goddamn car. I'm
too old. I feel old.
Matt feels old.
We're the same age.
Okay, but he just threw his back out.
Oh, that too. He's an oldie. I'm older than him, and yeah, he's back.
Well, it all really started happening when I first met him. Well, when we were living in the really shitty house, the little tiny Parkview model.
Yeah.
He got really mad because I think Zeus did something, and he went to throw something, and it broke the window, and he slipped, and he landed like straight on his back. And then ever since then, his back has like always hurt him.
Oh. Well, hopefully it gets better for football.
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope so, actually. He's really excited about it. I almost said our boyfriends. Kristen's husband and my boyfriend, not husband.
Soon to be.
Hopefully. They are in a flag football league. I don't know how EJ is with it, but Matt is taking it so seriously, he makes it seem like professional football. Yeah.
It's just flag football, guys. You're getting a whole bunch of guys together. Obviously, they're going to be like all macho and be like, it's a real thing. We have to win.
That's Matt. Like, oh, but like our team has like real potential. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's what? Don't get me wrong. Says. I 100% believe in him. Like, he's going to do great.
Also, every team says that.
That's what every team says. And like,
actions speak louder than words.
Let's I will give them this. They do practice a lot.
Yes, they do. They have been, yes, which is good because they probably need it with, because they just, when the season starts, which is coming up, they're only going to be doing games, which is on Sundays, like every Sunday. So they'd have to meet another time to actually like practice.
I think they want to do it Saturdays.
Yeah,
Saturday or Thursdays.
Yeah, which is good because that way they can get the rhythm of each other and like be able to know what they're doing instead of just going on Sunday and just winging it.
That's what a lot of teams do.
Yeah,
I guess like the really, as Matt says, the real shitty teams do that, but the good teams practice during the week. I was like, okay. I feel like they'll start practicing and then like halfway through the season they'll be like, yeah, we're good just for games, man.
I don't think so. I think they'd actually practice. Or if they end up doing, like, I know EJ said that they were talking about doing, like, two times a week, and I think they'd end up just going to one. But I think they need it.
Well, also, a lot of things, it's, like, it's all the way up in New Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone in the team lives...
South?
Yeah, everyone lives, like, in Portland down.
Yeah.
Portland and South? I don't know how to word that.
Okay, south, I guess. I always call
going... South of...
When I'm always say I'm always going... I'm saying I'm going up to Madison's or something, and then you just... It's not up. I mean, it's not down. It's up. No, it's down. It's
I was going to say, it's down, not up.
Yeah.
If I lived up, you'd be going north.
Yes, I always say up. And
I always do that, too.
And you're just like, it's down.
I used to do that a lot in Arizona, but now living in Maine, I understand that no one is north of us. Except for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I know. And Maine, it's just easier. In Arizona, I get so, because they're like, yeah, just go west. And I'm like, no, you can't do west for me. It's north and south are the ones that never move. Okay? I feel like east and west move all the time. North is up, south is down.
Yeah, I'd get lost anywhere. I would get lost in my own state.
I haven't gotten lost yet. That's because I rely on GPS.
But... Yeah, me too. But now if I go there enough times, I know how to get there.
Like, I know how to get to your house.
Yeah, I know how to get you to your house. And everyone else's house.
I don't know how to get to my house from your house.
The turnpike?
After that. You well, no, that's a lie. That's a lie, yeah. Exit 42. And then you take exit S.
Yeah.
And then it takes you to Route 1. Yeah, I guess I do now. I just never driven it.
Yeah, unless you're like me and like daydream while driving and forget the exit and have to get off at an exit.
I'm having never to get in a car with you, Christian, ever again.
I mean, I have had literally, there was one time because we do girl trips and like random adventure times, that's what we call them, and we just get in the car and just drive randomly. So one time we did that. And we were I was driving, and Chanta's like, "Oh, you missed a turn." So I literally did a U-E in the middle of the road and drove back and found the road that
my God, Kristen. Yeah, no, I mean,
they don't let me drive.
I had to drive. I think I've driven only like a handful of times when Matt's in the car with me. I don't like driving with him because he gives me anxiety because he's very like. You're doing this wrong.
Oh, he does the same thing to me. It's like, then why don't you friggin' drive?
I'm like, I don't care if you think I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it right in my brain.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting us to point A to point B.
Do not backseat drive me.
No.
EJ does it to me all the time. He's like, "When do you drive?" And he usually drives because he doesn't like my driving. But, I mean, then don't backseat drive me and correct me. And it's like, this is how I drive. Leave me alone.
I will say, when I had to drive Matt from where he was working back home when he threw his back out, I only heard him once. And it's because I accidentally slammed, like, not like slammed, but I tapped the brakes too hard and it like pushed him forward. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry." So then I just like eased into it. And he was like, I was like, "Do you think I'm doing good?" He's like, "No, you're doing actually like really well." I was like, "I know, I'm a good driver. I just don't like driving with you." Because when I drive by myself, I can drive by myself. Yes, I can drive the way I want to drive. And if I want to go 100 miles an hour,
I'm going to go
100 miles an hour.
Exactly. I have kind of a lead foot, so when other people in the car, I try not to. But and then I end up going too slow.
I was going to say, when I was in the car with you a couple times, you were going pretty fast.
I try, but then I don't pay attention, and then I'm like, "Oh, shit, I'm going too fast."
I do that. I'll be, like, driving, and I'm looking down, I'm like, "Oh, shit, I'm going, like, 85. Yes. I probably should stop."
Or, like, it's the opposite, and I'm, like, not paying attention, and I'm going too slow, and I'm like, "Oh, shit."
I'm like, "Why is everyone passing me?" And I'm like, "Oh, shit, I'm only going, like, 30.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay, so.
So, I know we were talking about driving, but Chris and I just took, like, a 30-minute break.
Yeah, sorry.
we created a TikTok.
Woo! So, go follow K&M Queens
_podcast.
I think there's a 20 in there. Let me double check.
I don't think so. I think it's just K, capital M, capital Q.
I always forget.
Weens.
It took us like 5 different tries just for the friggin' password to go.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yes, it is. It's KM Queens _podcast.
So, yeah, go follow us on that.
We're going to start making videos of our podcast on there. So that way we get more listeners and hopefully
eventually grow. Hopefully, eventually, one day, we can get a big enough following where we can make a YouTube.
Yes. And if you don't want to email us, you can just send us a message on there.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
That way, it's easier for you guys. And that way, we can just look on our...
And you don't have to email, because...
Yeah, exactly. You can just message us on there. And I know a lot of people love to, like, watch TV shows and come follow along with them. So, hopefully, you guys enjoy it and like it and give us your feedback and your opinions on the shows as well, and follow along and give us next show ideas of what to watch.
Awesome. We're gonna wrap this week up.
Yes.
So welcome to
our new K&M Queens podcast
season 2, baby.
Season 2.
Woo-hoo. So yeah, well, I mean, we still miss Maggie.
Yeah,
we miss her terribly, but you know,
she'll come back when she's ready.
Sometimes you just got to take some time for yourself, which we understand and we get, but we do miss her, but
Yeah, so we're just going to change it up for season two, and hopefully we get some more
Kristen listeners. I got this.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. So next week, we're going to start watching Riverdale, and next week we'll talk about Riverdale. We're starting from season one to whatever season it's out right now, but not like the newest episodes.
I think there's only three seasons on Netflix right now.
I think they're on season four right now. I'm not sure if they have done their break yet or not. And then back to it, because it's they always have a break. But once that's on Netflix, we'll get back to that. But and then we'll probably are moved on to another one.
Probably.
So, yeah, so follow along with us. Watch Riverdale. It's a great show, and you'll see.
If you like mystery and detective stuff, you would love Riverdale. So, I mean, I know Kristen and I both love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check it out. And, yeah, subscribe.
Follow along.
Yeah, and we love you guys.
Yes.
And have a great week.
Yes, it's Thursday.
It's almost
Friday. Woohoo. All right. Peace out.
Bye.